You're gonna have to be tough about it, you're gonna have to be bold about it, and which you have been. You've already done it.
Yeah.
Now, people expect it of you, and I think.
Bold on a political front, Chinese, Russian front.
Oh, just, and frankly, everybody approves of it, everybody applauds it. Now you don't wanna ever let it stop, you wanna keep this momentum going. And so it's, if you lose the rest of us to try to feed your ideas.
Absolutely, which we can do them things.
To do it. And this is why I think that if Bill Rogers is in the movement, that you say is staying in the movement, maybe he can get some things out of that party, that's a good people category. And my God, they all have some creative ideas.
Hello there, Doctor.
All right, sit down, sit down.
How are you?
It's good to be a moment, thanks.
Sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. We had a lot of rainy weather around here.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't know if somebody's talking to him today. not a possible option. That will be actually get to 15% revaluation out of debt, which,
That which is the,
not counting the change of price bill, this may include the change of price bill, including the valuation, but it's in the problem. He thinks he did. And they all say they'll make their best effort to do the inflation. He says that they pretty well accepted the idea of the open part of it. This last week, we were talking about state foundation. I said, I don't know what state you're talking about. I saw some stories being made out of Germany, talking about the possibility of the deal with Germany. I said, we made a movie that you can make a story.
And that's terrible. They're talking about it. What was written out of Hot Springs.
Then there was a show.
Press conference there.
Yeah, there were two stories. One came out of Germany that I saw before I went to Hot Springs. Then they wrote a story out of Hot Springs, which totally out of context what I've said, but it fed on the previous story that had come out of Germany. I discussed a possible deal, apparently it was part of both the Rosenberg and the Rosenberg, all of these kinds of show that European partners, they were trying to be on the side. He said it's the dog is talking. So the community felt together. I said, I'm not. That's all the time to the community. For the first year, when he indicated that these two fellows dialed the door to the dock, he came over to the community. There's other commissioners of Mass and Matthew or something. He did most of the talking for the court. And he said that they said we didn't have this matter settled with them. We went by the first year. They thought it probably be here. Because of this exchange rate. Very general. city. But he doesn't want to go back and fix the chimney there.
I think that it would be a good thing for the president.
Have you discussed the organization?
cannot blink at. And it's just going to go away. We can't have a situation where Pete Peterson thinking he has a franchise here and then not having, he shouldn't have, because it just doesn't work in this area. We have a problem, for example, when Europeans come over here. They go oversee Samuels, they go see Peterson, they go see Arthur Burns, they go see Paul McCracken, they go see both, over our conference, they go, well, that's no way to run this show. They speak with one voice, and we speak with maybe four or five. We have a situation where and John have read his memorandum, and the way he interprets it, I don't know, you apparently have read it too now. I haven't, because I've been around for a long time, and I'm trying to understand it, unless I would have considered it. And Pete, and I think for very good reasons, probably because he's talking to that kind of people, and very much influenced by that set. Go to some sort of fixed parity business again. I mean, it's really what it comes down to. I mean, he lays out all the options, but you know, that is the that's really the dogma which runs through. And we have to realize that's the State Department position, that's Arthur Burns' position, and if it becomes, say, the Peterson position,
that's basically Volcker.
And it's Volcker's too. Now, so for your guidance, though, at this point, it is not John's position, it is not mine. We both believe that at this particular time, and I frankly, I think forever, myself, that we damn well are not going to go back to that. We're not going to assume that responsibility. We're not going to have an unfavorable balance of trade of even $10 billion a year affect the $1 trillion economy. That's all there is to it. Therefore, and cause us to make massive decisions with regard to our budget, with regard to our so-called quote inflation, which is not as bad as theirs, and so forth. We rule out the raising of the price of gold, but we as getting a little pregnant. You right, John?
I sure would.
Well, I didn't.
At least for the president.
I just don't like that idea, period, because I know it means getting a little pregnant. What I feel is, at the present time, looking at to John's immediate first, as to what we do with people, there probably ought to be, on the domestic front, having in mind the fact that we've got this testimony to find where he leaves, probably going to inquire at me before he leaves. And so I would think that we might set that up for maybe Thursday afternoon. That'd be all right for you. That sound like it makes sense.
Yeah, they expect to be Thursday noon.
Well, that's, yeah. And you can, well, the truck is going to meet, then we have a car here. How does that sound to you? Come right over.
Because we can find you.
Yeah,
we do away with
that. Yeah, one meeting.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's good.
Do one meeting, fine. But let's get our introduction. Now, I don't know about the money supplies and all the rest. I would like to have this somewhat structured. I mean,
I would say that.
I don't know what the hell, what do we want to have come out of what we have to do?
Well, I think we ought to spend a little time discussing that here. We could.
Yeah.
And then I think we probably need to thrash around a little bit ourselves before we'd be ready to meet with you. I don't think we should just have a club and meet with you. From scratch.
Well, I'll be ready.
Because
well, let me ask this question. Make it one ready. Meeting, and I'll be ready whenever you're ready, and then I'll how do I? What do you want to come out? What do you think we ought to take up there? That we ought to get this sole the money supply.
Well, I think we certainly ought to have. We ought to review this legislation and at least touch on it. We're all going to test on. Tomorrow at Arthur is sometime later this week. We certainly ought to talk about the money supply. We ought to talk about these European meetings that we just had and review those and be sure we all operating with the same information from the same base. And we certainly seem to be able to talk about whatever instructions you want to give me, if you want to be on this trip.
No, I would prefer not to have the idea of that, but I don't want to discuss that.
And I think the next thing we ought to discuss is the, the manner of the tactics now that we pursue, but we don't want to talk about that, maybe. But we don't talk about what we do in Japan, but...
Well, let me say this, on Japan, it seems to me that as if we can think this thing through, maybe you would go, what I would not do. First of all, John, you know very well, if we start spreading out this business about what we're going to do in Japan through this goddamn government, it'll leak.
No question.
And have all sorts of problems. Now, I think we ought to handle this on a very closely held basis. Now, let me say what I believe at this point. You remember, we sat in this room on a Monday, and we determined on a Monday, John, you recall, the board was reminding him, or I reminded him, I guess, of the fact that we determined on a Monday that we go to Camp David the following Sunday. And then all the work was done, and we went there, and it was done, you know? But we, three of us, determined, you understand? No. In this instance, the reason we think we can work that way, we know none of us are going to talk. The way I feel about this is that, and I think I know that these two governors, first, I do not believe we should go back to a fixed parity system under any circumstances. I just believe you are.
With convertibility.
But that's what I meant. Convertibility is the word. I don't know how to describe it. Second, that rules out the artist, the business of raising the price of gold. Third, I believe that at this point, the tactic should be for reasons that transcend the monetary situation. I believe it's very important for you to try to make a deal with Japan. Now, if you can make a deal that which accomplishes anything that the community interests within the ballpark, and then at the same time, if you can go forward at other levels with your own negotiators to negotiate with the Canadians, so that when you return, so that they will know this is done, when you return, we can lift the surcharge with regard to the Canadians, or basically the Western Hemisphere, Japan, the Western Hemisphere. Now that'll leave us there, sitting there for the Europeans ready to kick us off. But I think on that score, we then, now my Western Hemisphere, maybe you have, you can include the underdeveloped countries, although I'll be goddamned if I think we ought to include the Africans, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean much. But nevertheless, coming back to the, that's just a matter you just decided. Coming back to the Europeans, there you are up against, it seems, from what you have said, the Germans can't be split off. We do face a united front. And so we're just going to have to batten down the hatches after doing that and then see what happens. Now, what I would like to see then is some kind of a program, some way that we can program ourselves to accomplish those goals. Now, in order to do that, that means that you've got to get Peterson compartmentalized somewhere. You've got to get Arthur frozen out, or at least silenced or muted or whatever the hell it is. One thing, for example, George that Arthur's done, he's got this Belgian running around talking not just to central bankers but to finance ministers about what the hell we're going to do. But now we're not going to have that sort of thing. I mean,
are you aware of
that? We are not going to have that. I mean, Arthur raises hell when John has a meeting with central bankers. And now here, let's face it. The chairman of the Fed is not the one that can make this kind of decision. And it's far beyond the Fed. It's fine. We are going to, and we want him because he's got this smart fellow. We need his cooperation. But we want to remember that when we looked at the so-called new economic policy, it was the international aspect of it that Arthur fought tooth and nail till the last. Correct? Therefore, it is now time for us to move on this thing in our own way. Now I lay this out as a game plan, and
and I talked to John a little about it, and you critique it. All right, Sue. I'll tell you, the Japanese thing is important for, they made the Okinawa deal. We want to get a little signal to the Chinese and we're talking to them. And it also shows movement. In other words, we are beginning to have movement. The vulnerability there is that once we break off the Japanese, and we've got to do the Canadians, of course, and the Americans at the same time, we're sure as hell, as John points out, we're going to have the Europeans, and that's the international set of New York raising Netherlands. On the other hand, I think that's just one of the costs of having the policy fully. So there's where I stand. Now, what this rules out, of course, is, at the moment at least, is the Burns proposal and the frankly state proposal that we ought to have a meeting of the major European nations, Japan and the United States, and sort of work this thing out. But the way I look at that sort of a meeting is that kind of a meeting inevitably will lead us back to fixed parity with the convertible. Inevitably, that is what they will end up with wanting us to do. Now, if we can break the Japanese off, I think it's very much to our interest. Now, John would not announce all this, and then he made the deal with Japan, he wouldn't announce it while it was there. But you see what I mean? Which gives us time to come back and make the deal with the Canadians and the rest of them. But, he negotiated. Oh, John, I should tell you, and he left that here, that you've got a couple of little kernels to get them on Okinawa, and I told Tisha you have one. If they raise that Voice of America station, I think it's all solved. And Kissinger wrote a memorandum for you. If it isn't, we don't give a damn about that Voice of America station. The other thing is that the opposition party, socialists in Japan, are raising hell about the amount of land around our bases that we are retaining in Okinawa. This is a matter that I told Kishi was negotiable, and that you would be prepared to hear what they had to offer and be prepared to negotiate with them on it. I want you to do that. I want you to discuss it sort of, but having in mind the fact that here's something we can make a deal on. And I'll have Kissinger write a little memorandum on that too. One other thing I should say, that our ambassador in Japan is a very pleasant dummy, and you must have meetings without him being present. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Your meetings must be without his being present. If you take Sullivan along, take him in person, I want you to be sure, I just must emphasize this strongly. Any meeting that is important, with the gap that you consider of vital importance, don't have the American ambassador with you. Is that clear?
Yes.
Indonesia, no problem. He's not a bad problem like that. There's much. I think his program. He's got admired and know enough to just report everything to state and the whole goddamn thing. But he's not the president.
We understand that there is a treasury person in Tokyo. He's very good.
Actually, the embassy. Well, you could take it. Well, now understand. Don't take anybody that is going to go back and report to the embassy, John. Well, let me say that I think your talks with the Japanese, you must tell them, that are for my ears only. And you want to say that the president's practice is to talk with leaders alone and not to reveal it. And that's why they talk freely. And then you just sit there and talk with them. But I just feel it's very important for you not to only have a trusted confidant that.
So, he's going over.
Of course, he's going to be for the Vietnamese part, primarily.
Right.
Oh, he's good man.
But he may be with you the whole trip.
Right, if you don't have him with you in Japan. Don't have him with him in meetings. You just say that, on the front of it, on this international monetary thing, these are matters that have to be discussed on a very private basis. You just don't want to go down that. And thank you very much. And you go out and see the Geisha girls. I mean, he goes, not you.
I'm saying.
Now, George, does that game plan make any sense to you? what I said.
Totally independent of your conversation.
Did you read the Peterson murder articles?
I can't say that I've read it word for word. I have gone over it and I looked through it.
It's a long one.
And I think that would be a good idea of it. But independently of what you had thought, I have come to a very similar conclusion.
Have you?
And I guess I would add perhaps one little flip to it. Have to do with Europe, but I think Hay would just have to hold on to the open credibility point. That's really typical. That it is time to try to get things settled, but Japan is the place to start. That we can apparently go on and get a revaluation of about 50% somewhere in the neighborhood there around 10 now.
John's talking to him about this.
Yeah, they put that signal around quite a lot.
Well, and that may be an opener.
But we can recognize the things they have done. Exile, steel,
right.
China issue, UN.
Yeah, and that's very important. They support us in the UN like a rock. And the goddamn Europeans did not.
But they sure did not.
Boy, they were to a man against us. We're quite aware of this.
I take it they are ready to be done. Some are changing their procurement policy with respect to the U.S.
John has that
plan. I think so. I'm just thinking about things that we can get from them. You mentioned some that I didn't know about. We can give to them.
Yeah.
Plus removal of the surcharge, which means a great deal.
Yeah.
And that seems to me, that means we're saying that we're going to do these things bilaterally. Safety Department doesn't like that, but I think there are ways to rationalize that. Then, with respect to Canada, they have almost a clean flow now. Maybe they do. So they meet that thing.
That's what John said.
There are, I understand, I guess you can tell me this, John, that you can get some real progress on the auto agreement or get that in motion.
I think what we want
to basically set in the
I think we
mentioned that a month ago.
If some way or another we could crack into this oil issue with them,
we can do that kind of
structure of that situation. And if we, what we like.
George worked with the oil import thing a year ago. About 18 years ago.
With all textbooks as a result, I'm sure, but this has nothing to do with that.
That's all right. Now, what do you
want on oil?
We want to have an assurance that the supply of oil that we allow them to bring into our market at the price higher than the world price will continue to flow our way if there is a crisis run. And the problem is that they want to protect, of course, their eastern areas, which are getting their oil from Venezuela. They're shipping cheap oil in via Venezuela.
Right.
And exporting expensive oil from which they get a high price to us. So we say, all right, we'll take that deal, but we want to be sure we have a commitment to maintain that flow of oil.
We have got that.
That's the reason why we're going up there in a contiguous land area. Now, that State Department's been messing around with that for a year and a half and getting nowhere. That seems to me to be something important from the standpoint of our national security.
Well, put your man on that, John, while you're having to get that one, too.
I think we can, Mr. President.
I don't know what kind of an ambassador we got in there. If you can't do any good,
I don't know.
Well, probably not.
Planning it is pretty well. Pretty
yeah, planning it would be good in this. Incidentally, I'm not trying to push it all on, but planning it is a bear cat if you put him on anything and use it.
I agree.
He makes all kinds of enemies, but by the time he gets it done. So use him on anything that you want, John. Well, I think that
he's very, you give him instructions, and he's very faithful.
Absolutely.
And if you want him to stop obeying your instructions, you better tell him, because he'll just keep doing it. You have to turn him off. Well, anyway, it seems to me that the Canadian thing could go. And I agree that we could say that that the surcharge was put on because of problems created for us by some of our trade flows, Japan, Western Europe. But Latin America basically hasn't caused that problem, so we can just let go there. There's nothing to be lost or gained. Maybe with respect to other parts of the world, we come down to Europe. And then there are three wild cards in this process that I don't know quite how to handle, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. But it would be advantageous to include them into our sphere of being forthcoming with them. Then I have the respect to Europe and the Commonwealth. We could take the approach, I think, of saying, well, Germany has been pulling. The mark has revalued by 10%. And what else there may be in the area of burden sharing, I don't know, but I can't wait for discussion to go on in that area. So why couldn't we remove the surcharge with respect to Germany on the basis of what they have done, with perhaps an understanding that if there is any general move, that they would go along with that too. They don't have to do anything very much different than they've already done. They've already behaved very differently from the French.
Yeah. They don't have to agree to anything with us. We can do that in the
U.S. Well, it'd be better if we could do it with them. And it seems to me we might get going with them, from what I would understand, the Netherlands. And as I was saying to you a moment ago, since the Flemish section of Belgium is so oriented to the Netherlands and Germany, as opposed to the Walloons and the French organization, the Belgians would be hard pressed. In other words, I think there is some chance that we could make life a little bit difficult for the French there.
Good.
No question.
I want to screw the French and the British all the way.
Now we can,
Italians are hell with them. Doesn't matter.
We could then, with respect to some other things, put this thing back in the gap, referring to the preferential arrangements that the Europeans have made very widely, and to their agricultural policy, and they push through the gap, and then we'd be sort of on all fours. Now, your man John Pettiness has an idea for how to do this, which I will talk about in exactly a few years. There are also some ways in which we can handle the exchange rate maneuvering in this kind of a system that wouldn't load us up with commitments, that would put us over the barrel and things. And again, I think Volcker has some thoughts on this subject that we could use. Well, it seems to me if we went through this, it wouldn't take all that long to do it.
No.
That it would be timely.
No.
That John could work out.
Excuse me. If we went through this, what in a meeting?
If we went, no, sir. If we,
oh.
If we.
This is a battle plan.
I'm talking about this as a program. That
right.
We go from John's trip to Japan, and I
right.
don't know how we would program Canada. We'd have to. All these things, if you say, this is what we want to do, then we can set to work and operate
right.
and how to do it.
Right.
Our people paying all of them, the meeting with the Canadians this week. I've already told both of them to get out there next week, get all of the things that you possibly want saved, and not to obviously agree to anything, but just test the water and see how near they are and give us the option to ask for the money. That's our program. I think by the time I get back from Japan, hell, the Canadians would be good.
Well, negotiate there. If we can
and on these, and the Latin Americans, they don't problem.
No, sir. They're no problem at all. And this part, I'm sorry to interrupt before I put this thing to say that we talk about Latin America. I think we ought to really develop this thing. Mexico, you talked to the president of Escobilla.
Right.
We ought to have a man do that before we lift the search party. We've all been wonderful.
That's right. And Argentina, Brazil,
and elected. So
yeah, that's right.
Give them a little credit. Elected from Mexico a day in advance. Then elected with respect to Brazil. Then elected with respect to Argentina. At least let's think about it.
And another thing.
And then maybe include all the Central American countries.
No, another way we could do it rather than the man.
I call them on the phone.
What?
I called them on the phone. I called to get their vote.
That's right.
By God, I just called them on the phone. So I appreciated that. See my point?
Yes, sir.
We'll just go on this, and that's what I want you to play with the Japanese, that we're starting to do things for people that do things for us. We just can't live in this world where these goddamn cannibals determine our future. That's all there is to it.
And it may take, you know, what time to get to President Brazil and Argentina, and they don't always have a few days in the train, so go through, it gets bad, so what? Yeah, but they didn't get the same time I should go out. I just think you ought to try to show them a little special recognition. We're looking for the time. I hope that we can break this Latin America thing wide open and quit dealing with them as a continent, dealing with them on a bilateral basis, country by country.
Which we ought to do.
Which we ought to do.
I know. So, you can't treat Brazil the same as you treat Bolivia.
No, sir.
Or Peru.
That's right.
And you just can't do it. There's no way. I agree totally. Now, to raise our stake, the problem here is that can I say with all of this knowledge, George, that I have raised with John, let's try to hear my comment, an organization problem, and that's what's supposed to be your bag. How in the hell do we work this out administratively? I mean, that basically, it doesn't fit. As John said, it's really a State Department job. State Department is totally unqualified to do it because they look at the world as it was, with the United States being, I mean, in other words, we're the great international responsible. We're going to do this and that. You know, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. We're dealing with a bunch of selfish bastards. I'm speaking in terms of our European friends and sometimes others. The Japanese aren't quite as selfish in the moment because they see what we're doing to China. And don't think that isn't having a hell of an effect on what they did on Texans, among other things. But nevertheless, the state doesn't look at it the same way. The Peterson organization, for reasons that I've already mentioned, does not work in this case. I don't think this can be done from the White House, it's not his fault, but it just isn't going to say it. That's what it is too. Now, what John and I talked about with the possibility of, but the danger with this, John, if you have a meeting, the whole thing leaps out, and they'll start knocking the New York Times, and it'll be in whispers in Newsweek, and all that stuff, U.S. or whatever. But John was suggesting that we add to the group of four, Peterson and Rogers, but you don't need Rogers, I just said that, let Kissinger be the ruling be in the state. Well, the real problem is the Peterson thing. Now, how the hell do you handle that? We can't have him out freewheeling, Joe. He can't be, you know, I mean, again, he should be doing this. We told him to be doing exactly what he said. But, you know, as he's met with his group, the board, that undersecretary group, now he feels that it's his job to advise the president as to what to do. And then I'll let Kissinger. We'll let everybody go along. But it won't work that way. I don't think it's going to work.
I think he has a compulsion to hold meetings and write papers.
He must
I
do that.
Don't see there's, I don't have that compulsion.
But George, we must not have. I don't want to.
And the big objection I have is that the damn meetings go on interminably.
No.
Okay. Just spin your wheels on.
We can't do that. What we need to do, this has got to be kept close to the vest. And, but how do we handle him? That's really what you come back to. And the thing is that, now look, we didn't have a leak out of Camp David because I locked those people up, you remember, they don't make any phone calls. You put a group of five in there discussing the kind of thing, and it's going to get out. I just don't know who was about it. I think what we ought to do is to go on this program, and I think what you ought to do, John, is first let Shore try to broker this a little. I mean, what I mean by brokering it, he finds out what various people think. You find out what various people think. And just sort of keep it in the family here. Now that's just the way I prefer to operate on this thing. I'm just afraid of a bigger meeting on this thing. I don't mind gassing around on it a little bit to let people think they're contributing. But I don't know. You see, you get in a meeting, you know what's going to happen. discussion. Well, for God's sakes, then Art will come up with his convertible and raise the price to go, and Europe's gonna have a recession. Art is convinced the Europeans now they're gonna have a recession, practically. And incidentally, the OECD, John tells me, they don't think so.
They put out a report over there that they showed all these numbers, you know, according to Volker, he thought it was too optimistic. Showed the Germans flat, showed us having a hell of a good year next year, and every other country over there having a good year. Art and the Prussian. It showed.
I don't know who's putting Art around. Is that that goddamn Schweitzer putting him through this, the correct recession kit? Art will get some of these kits now.
I don't know.
Do you think Europe?
Tried to talk to Art today.
You did have a comment?
I tried to, but I had all the.
You talked to him Monday, but you didn't get into this.
And I want to know what his alleged strategy is on the money supply, because that, I mean, I've been very optimistic, as you know, right along, and I still think the structure of the situation is great. But, Pete pulls a string on that money supply, I can't just tell you. It is just not going to go anywhere.
Well, it ruined us in 60, and Harvard was the one that came in February of 1960 and told that Bob Anderson and Steve Saunier and McChesney Martin were keeping the Fed was too tight. And George Humphrey, years later, said, well, he agreed with him at the time the Fed was too tight. And by God, they were, and we had a hell of a dip in the last part of the 60s, and it had an effect on the election. Now, we're not going to let this happen this year, John. Arthur cannot keep that damn money supply. I mean, he's heard it out. I'd like to have that discussion with Quadria. And I want some. Look, we can talk all we want about this inflation thing, but I'll take an inflation anytime over unemployment. That's just the way it's going to be.
No question.
Now, I'll take the.
Effort to include Arthur in the candidate discussion and so on pays off handsomely, and I think that it is really total public support for the whole thing. He has given it his blessing.
I haven't seen much of it, but nevertheless.
Well, he's testified and he's supported it privately. And
all right.
So on. That's still quite worthwhile. I think that.
On the domestic front.
Yeah,
sure. That's true.
And so I think that's what it's worthwhile to make effort, whatever we can, to include him in and to put him in a position where he should support what's going on. And I don't see any reason why the State Department, for that matter, or Arthur, shouldn't be absolutely delighted with this program. It's a good program. It does. They're nervous about the surcharge, they still kept it in the surcharge. They don't like bilateral dealings, well, that's too bad.
I agree
with that. And I think in the long run, I agree with John. We ought to get ourselves in the frame of mind where we deal with countries bilateral.
Absolutely.
That's the way to deal with
it. And build our own block.
Yes, sir.
Now, John, let me say this. I agree with you on that, but let me tell you what will destroy it. What will destroy this if at least if the strategy leaks out in advance, the Japanese think they're going to be kicked off and the rest may get tougher. I think the thing to do is for us privately to decide in this field that we'll gas around a little bit, that we get the button or something, and we've got to keep, you know, let's say, well, we'll wait a comment, if we want to think a little bit more and this and that, you know, keep this thing and keep development and all that. But I believe the thing to do is for us to decide now, almost on an ad hoc basis, that John will go on this thing. We'll work with the Canadian thing, work out a scheme to do the Latin American and the Mexican thing at the same time. And I think the country by country, getting Mexico a day in advance, and maybe Argentina or Brazil, fine. Let's play a little of that to the game too. And let the rest of the world, let the rest of the Latin American task force. If South Africa or, you know, you follow them better than I do. Anything else you could bring in, I mean, if you could have this worked out, in a way that when you get back, you've got the, several ways that we can move to remove the surcharge. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I should, yes, sir, I should agree with George. Well, the problem, the South African, not sure, I think he's worried, I'm not sure that what we can do is not very.
Particularly, I don't know about that. I just put these three countries down, I don't fit in.
Well, South Africa probably is worth something to us. I don't know what their.
Well, we'd have to look at that in terms of this whole attitude, countries about South Africa, and the blacks about South Africa. So let's get rid of this second problem. Australia, first place, our balance of trade, and a balance of trade for Australia is very good. And,
we ought to do with Australia anyway. Let's break,
we ought to do it with Australia.
Break them away from the British a little more. And, yeah, same with the New Zealanders. They've been good to us. And it seems to me all those under the light, that we should tie that in the rest of the chain. Well, that's another thing, to those poor bastards, I think.
I think the Baptist organization is do a good job in setting and following through on things. I think my impression is that he did a pretty good job on the technical business that Kennedy identified. That was quite a strength. But he followed through well on that. He does provide a good counterpoint to the State Department. People want to come over and visit. They go to the State Department and they get all kinds of concessions and they get a dash of cold water from Peter. That's good for them.
But yeah.
He provides that much of a counterpoint to somebody that has an international label wrapped around their
neck.
I don't think that this process is any good for these major policy decisions because it says you get people who aren't going to really be heavily involved finally, and they just sort of gas around and they can't operate too much because they don't have a sense of direction.
Exactly.
He can't give it to them, and he can't provide the intellectual leadership.
Because good
that Henry does in his field, he doesn't know that much about it.
You see, it would be you summarize it. I agree, but then let's get, what do we do with Peterson now on this subject? Now, you've read the memorandum, so we just say, if that's fine, you want to wait until the time it gets back. That's really not quite fair, is it?
No, I think that if we can.
I don't know, he shouldn't be told.
That's
right.
I
know that he talks
about it. Chance to sort of to present the options as he sees them.
Well, it's just so it doesn't take so long.
That in our Troika meeting, or if you have some time tomorrow, I don't know what your schedule is.
He's tied up like hell, and he's to meet at 3 o'clock
in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning, and he's leaving Thursday night. But,
I could ask Pete to meet with me and call Crack and call Brenna.
I'll get Solomon.
Solomon or Stock.
I think
we could get Volker tomorrow.
Why don't you do this, John? With your team. Why don't you have George and Pete handle it somewhat like we did on the other day. You were working with it. Well, actually, what you were saying is that you were making studies for us, studies. And without taking the franchise, in other words, you just started saying, you know, let's see what all this is and try to get it in something that's understandable and so forth, so we don't have any different way. Now, Arthur, how are we handling it? Well, let's have a quadriad meeting and...
I think that's all we need.
And that's going to... on the quadriad meeting, the main thing we want to have come out of that, John, I'm going to lean hard on him on that money supply thing, okay? And then let him talk a little about this, but agree to nothing.
Now, I think out of quadrant, you ought to also ask Paul McCracken to give you the council views. They're bearish as hell now, they tell me. The council turned around the last 7 days, and they're very pessimistic about the last year.
Why are they so pessimistic, George, the council?
They're reading the current statistics. And then they're just see in the third quarter was not a strong quarter, and therefore, instead of having strong second, stronger third, and so on, we have strong second, and not so strong third, and so they say, well, what's going to happen, and their answer is, provide a bigger budget deficit. I think a lot of the answers tied right up in the chart. I was showing a question yesterday on the money we bought, and that's the 6 month lag back in there, but they were the same thing. It's a striking, quite a striking thing. I think if the money supply moves forward now, that ought to be good. That ought to be good. We're going to have a lot of black companies waiting for price business. That's going to be very uncomfortable next month or so. I mean, it's just very uncomfortable.
Yeah, the whole thing
is kind of coming on strong.
What?
It's kind of coming, the business of the deferred wage increases and retroactive pay and labor's, what they're insisting on, which we seem to reserve giving them without them even having to fight for it and pay for it, which is what bothers me. And I don't know, we're trying to get a lid on that now, and we've done that so far, and we're trying to get over it. But I think that we're going to have a lot of complaints about that. But nevertheless, if the money supply can get going, I think we're in a good budget position of the discussions we had last week.
We just now have to be prepared to take down 3 years. About 60 days of tough labor.
Yeah, because of the business community's concern about the spiraling wage.
Right. Of course, this was all we knew, that it's going to be this period of a couple of months when these deferred wage increases are going to be granted,
presently,
and when somehow or other we're going to have to get settled with stocks, right, in the coal, right? And how we're going to do that, I don't know, but I know it's going to be expensive. That's going to lead to a lot of recrimination. The labor people will get blamed for not being tougher, or frankly, I don't know what they can do.
What the hell are they doing?
Tell you to do. I don't know how to get things. We have an injunction down there in New Orleans and in Philadelphia we managed to get. And plus our task currently out on the West Coast, boy, it's a pulling teeth to get people to work. It's the longshoremen and the coal miners are just damn tough people to deal with, and they'll just tell everybody to go down.
Well, look, we've got to take the 60 days, but the main thing is, let's just understand right here that and one of the problems with the council is that they're basically there's a tendency always to panic. And not now, we're not going to panic, John. We're just not going to do it. And on this thing, we take some of this heat. But in this economy at the present time, with everything we're putting into it, is the fuel so we're going to go up next year. I don't know what the hell, then there's just something that we don't have any control over. What do you think? What do you think, George? You're getting a hell of a lot.
As long as we get an increase in the minimum.
You talk about the council being bearish, and yet, John, you look at your major economic analysts of Time, Newsweek, Fortune, et cetera, they're very bullish about that.
I know.
Correct or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You're right. They think, however, that Fed, I believe they are thinking, that Fed is going to be fairly forthcoming on the money supply.
Well, it's the council
that on the ground that Fed will reason that here's this wage price machinery, so we don't have to be so concerned.
Well, let me ask you this.
Oh, I think you've got him.
Yeah, on the council, but also it has to do with the with regard to the council. You mean that the best they can come up with is a bigger budget deficit?
Well, for Christ's sake, memorandum of Paul McCracken, interesting thing about it is that it doesn't bring out what's happened to the money supply anywhere I've ever had.
No, I know that.
It doesn't mention.
I know.
I know Herb Stein is quite concerned about the money supply.
All right. Are we all set? Let's give him hell on the money supply, right?
Yes.
Second, we'll listen to him talk about raising the price of gold and that sort of thing. But third, let us decide now. Should we go on this battle plan, right?
Yes.
You do what you can at your bank, we'll break them off. And get the Canadian thing and so forth. Use George or anybody you want, plan it. How do we, you see what I mean? You're going to be gone.
Yes.
And so, while you're gone, you better let that have George help, or what do you want to do?
Well, as it stands at the moment, we've got Volker and Petty been negotiating with these Canadians. I guess that's where we ought to be, except for this one thing. I'm not sure they're working on the oil thing. I guess we've got a good time to do that. Unless you want to do that.
No, my best role is finding the store here.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we let George mine the store and have, if you could have Volker and Petty, and to the extent you want that planning of giving the oil plan, and let George sort of watch it, because he knows the main battle plan. I would not tell Volker and Petty the whole thing, just so we want to know what kind of deal we make with Canadians. But then in the meantime, let's see what we can do with the Latin Americans. Get a battle plan on that, and all the rest of it. When you come back, we can hit them all. In other words, you hit Japan, and then go. Does that make a little sense for you?
Yes. I think Japan may be overly optimistic about what we can do with Japan, but I don't think so.
I don't think so.
In good shape. Every indication we have, but how they're going to want staking. Part of the problem with all of these countries is the presentation.
Yeah.
Sato may want to come meet with you, you may want to.
I have the impression that the Japanese program to all this, that all the simple things being done by Sato, and then Sato left.
Yeah.
And they want Mr. Kakuda to be the guy who gets the credit for getting things and building him up.
Very good point.
I was told by
I think that's the last word to go, and I don't.
Well, I think, as a matter of fact, though, you're quite free. I'd like for you to spend before you go, I'll get you and Henry and me, so you get a little on the political side.
Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
I'll have
him write you a little memorandum. I mean, and these other points about the economic silver. Okay, but on the Japanese thing, with George as president, and we've kind of set it up. Kishi, of course, is sort of gray after the whole business. And I deliberately set it up much of the subject people so they didn't know what the hell we were doing. But, so that they are expecting you to come there and negotiate something. Right, George?
I'm expecting John to be there.
Yeah.
Command of our position.
That's right. I say he will know. He knows my thinking totally. He will be real willing to talk. You can talk to him like you're talking to me, and I put it all. And I will write a letter, incidentally, to Sato. I think we should do this, indicating that that is the case. I'll do that also for Indonesia. There's nothing to negotiate.
I don't know what they mean. They've heard of this, but think about us how to handle here. Because if we contract them in some way, either just the way that I mentioned or in some way, I think it could mean quite a lot to us.
No question about that.
I don't have.
But you're bearish on the Germans. Now, if he thinks the Germans trade, as he says, three times as much as twice as much as France to do with us, so what the hell?
Well, that's why really you can't push the Germans further than they've gone.
Right, you've got
that. But the thing is, they've gone quite far already.
So maybe they haven't got much further to go.
You can recognize that fact.
Just deal with the reality. I'd love to do it. I'd love to just.
Well, there's not much else you can ask the Germans except greater. Greater keeps you really on the defense side.
Yeah.
Which they don't.
That's one thing, that may suggest this, the political bit comes in here, you might have to petition a little about that.
I think you have to do that. We've been negotiating this also agreement.
Henry is totally aware of that and knows about the offset, of course. And we have a lovely good ambassador there too.
It would be helpful to me if you could include me in these meetings with Henry, so that I
have
an idea.
Sure, sure.
What you know about.
No, I think this is, all right with you as a modus operandi? And then, as I say though, play it very close to this, I don't want you to tell Peterson about this shit again. Just tell him what he needs to know, and you do the same job with whoever you talk to. Have them work it like you did on the other thing, in compartments. And by God, we'll go down there and we will change this world. And have a little fun in the process. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Get off to your engineer.
Sorry, you think so much of your time, John?
Sure, I'll be right. I'll have this control again. Well, the scale session now, my testimony tomorrow, all right, I'll have to go. Yeah, go. Get off the ground. Goodbye, George. Bye, brother.
I don't know how to take or handle things, but you should. could throw it all to Rogers. Well, that's probably right today, I don't know, that's, you know, Henry was insisting on this, that's why we did that, so. You told Henry the problem, though, and he knows the problem, and so he sees it, and I mean, I suppose. See that, that's an issue, that's a, that could. Yeah, it would, on a move to get China readmitted as an international channel, well, I could be, it's such a pink, act of utility that it would just request, well, let's not try, and the act of were voted out by over 2/3. Yeah. It's done, Bob, it's done. It's wrong. I know we just got it on the Chicago Nancy land. And you said that Colson had not gotten that out of the Rogers thing. The one thing that disturbed him was that he said that he had not seen in the Rogers statement the fact that what Rogers had read to me that we support, that we continue to have relations with Taiwan and the country. So what Colson Rogers read it all to me, so I get the impression that he's picking up. See what I mean? Rogers had that right in the third paragraph. Well, he probably had to say that. You see, he couldn't say that we're going to cut because they voted against us. And Reagan just had, we'll take a different position after all. He's a governor, and he's a demagogue, and not that. But we can't do it. That's why I call it tonight. Well, I don't know. I'd like to keep him muzzled if we can. Why don't you just do that, and then I'll see. Yeah, and then come over there and tell him we'll make it brief tonight when you get home.